When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Now the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got for us?
I'm here right now. I'm in Tupelo tonight, baby. Yeah, okay. Hanging out. Got a show tomorrow night, but I'm in Tupelo this evening. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What hanging you wearing? Out, what are you wearing?
Well, it's a white, you know, it's a white.
Oh, white.
Yeah.
White
they, what? You know, they,
it's white
a white, all white affair. So it's everybody wearing just, white.
It's just, why did you ask white. Him that?
That's what it's a white affair. Okay.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay.
Ooh. Thank you.
Is it going to be windy?
Then it'll be windy white. It is what it is. All right. This right here, this prank is called Condom Recall.
What? Condom.
Everything gets recalled, Carla. You know, there's a lot of things. Cars get recalled, televisions, a lot of things get recalled.
Food
get recalled. Well, right now, condom recall.
What? Yeah.
So we're going to call this lady and let her know that the condoms her husband bought, yeah, they on recall.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Why? They married? They using
exactly, Carla. Thus lies the prank. Let's go, Kevin. Uh-huh.
Hello.
I'm trying to reach I believe it's Mark Davidson.
Oh yes, he's not here right now. You don't want to leave a message?
Well, this is Barry. I work here. I'm the manager here at. Is he gonna be home anytime soon? Where he can maybe give me a call? I can chat with him.
I'm not sure. I mean, you can be back within like an hour or so. What's going on?
Well, we got a transaction here that he made on Friday of last week. And basically what's going on is we've had a bad batch of condoms. And there's actually a condom recall. This was a credit card transaction, so we're trying our best to reach out and get as many people as we can and let them know that those condoms are defective.
So
there's a recall on the Magnum condoms that we've had here at. And what we're trying to do is call everybody that has purchased them within the last week. And, you know, he purchased some on Friday. So what we want to do is reach out to him and let him know to bring those back.
Wait, I'm sorry. So you're saying that Marcus purchased these condoms on Friday?
The date I have here on this transaction, ma'am, says Friday of last week. Yes, ma'am.
We don't even use them. Well, for the fact that you called me talking about that my husband just condoms last Friday when we don't even use them at all, I'm so upset right now. Okay, you know what? Hold on. I'm going to call him right now if you wait. Well, we have to get this through this. I'm so upset.
Hang on a second. Would you rather give me his cell and I give him a call and let him know what's going on? Could you just give me his number?
Oh, no. I'm calling him myself right now. Hold on.
Babe, what's up? I'm about to get in the chair. What's up? I'm at the barbershop. What's up? I'm
getting in the chair right now. Nah, what? I think you need to get up and go outside because what I'm about to say, you don't want to talk about this in front of all your people.
Wait, okay. Give me a second, bro. 1 second. 5 minutes. What? What's going on? What's up?
Wait, I'm being flexing in front of the folks. First of all, so why do I get a phone call from, like, the manager talking about you bought some condoms and they were defective last Friday? Really?
Wait, what?
Is this a joke
on,
right
baby.
Now?
Baby, what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Oh, what am I talking about? You tell me what I'm talking about. You tell me what he's talking about.
You sound crazy. I'm trying to get
No, I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. This is real.
What?
Cut the down and tell me what the what's going on right now.
Excuse me, hello?
Hello? Who is this on my line? Who you calling me on the phone? Who is this?
Okay, how you doing? You're Marcus, correct?
Who is this?
I'm Barry. I'm the general manager at Walgreens, and we were calling
Barry. Wait. Barry, how you get my number? Why my wife calling me talking this crazy about a condom of Trump, Barry? What's happening? Get to the point, bro.
No, I'm not crazy. You're crazy.
Babe, okay, who is what's your name? Barry.
Okay, my name is Barry. I'm the general manager here at Walgreens. And okay. Basically, we have a condom recall, and we have your credit card that you made a transaction this past Friday.
Wait. Barry. What the f*** are you talking about?
No, you're going to try to act like you don't know what I'm talking about? Really? You know exactly what you're talking about.
Tyra, could you be quiet?
No, I'm trying to get, because this is crazy.
I'm trying to get a heck. I don't got this.
Okay, so, sir, what it is we have a transaction with your credit card that condoms were purchased, and what's happened is those condoms are defective, so we're doing a recall on all of them. So we're trying to get those condoms back. We don't want
anybody. Barry.
Yes.
First of all, you made a mistake. You couldn't possibly have my credit card, sir. You really...
Okay, well...
Barry, this is my family, Barry. I don't play about my family, Barry. Okay. What are you talking about, Barry?
I've stated it, sir. This is how we got the number to your home where your wife is, and we were trying to actually we weren't trying to create any problems. We just wanted to let you know that the condoms were defective.
That's right. Sir, I don't know, Marcus.
Baby, first of all, baby, you're doing a lot on the phone in front of Barry. I don't even know where it's coming from.
You're doing a lot now, right?
You're doing a lot. Listen, baby, we discussed it. We passed this part in our relationship. I told you that I was done with that part of my life. I told you that. Barry.
So disrespectful.
I apologize. Listen.
Were you in Walgreens on Friday of last week, sir?
I was not.
Well, these were purchased Friday around 6 o'clock Friday evening of last week.
Barry.
That's what, he wasn't home. I'll tell you that much. It's very fascinating. But he was at work doing overtime.
Sweetheart.
Right.
Let's stop.
I see the picture now.
What picture? Barry. See, you got my wife talking crazy.
I mean, Barry.
Yes.
This was a pack of 12. You remember buying a 12 pack of Magnum?
I don't.
I still can't trust you.
We passed the man. It's a lie. Why are you on here believing this?
Oh,
you
know wow.
What I'm saying? You know what I mean? I wouldn't have spoken to God about this.
No, I can't.
Mary, I can't believe you're doing this. Hold on. Mary.
I'm here.
Barry, you got to be out of your man calling me with this. You got to be out your mind.
You're the person that bought the gun.
Barry,
you did, not me.
Barry,
you're the person that's been accidentally cheating on your wife.
Wow.
Hey, dude, I didn't do this. Tommy the one did it. It wasn't me.
What, Barry? I don't know no f- Tommy.
What I'm saying is, Tommy told me to call you because you the one bought the condom. Tommy said you bought.
Who is Tommy?
Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Both of y'all just got pranked.
Oh my God. I can't believe that.
You gotta be kidding.
So,
Nephew Tommy?
Okay, Tyra, your sister Trish is who got me to prank y'all.
Oh, man. Well, I guess we're going to be leaving her out at the holidays, huh? She ain't coming to the house, man. You ain't cursing me out on this phone. You know I love you. You know how I feel about you, man.
All right, man. Much love. Both of y'all. Y'all got to tell me this. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land? Give it to me. What is it?
It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That's right. Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Boy, that boy know how to recall a condom, don't he?
Ain't no badge of honor.
What? You don't know nobody else than recall condoms, Carly. You don't know nobody.
Not a soul. No, I don't. You're right.
Dukes and Boots tomorrow night, baby. Tupelo, Mississippi. The nephew, y'all don't want to miss none of this. Is it for all ages?
All right, nephew, thank you. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.